Hi, good morning. Is Catherine available, please?
Yeah, that's me.
Hi, Catherine. How are you? It's James Thompson here calling from MMA Legal. You've requested we give you a call in regards to your Scottish redress for the compensation from when you was in care.
Yeah, I'd just seen that on Facebook, so I didn't. I just clicked on it to see what it was about.
Yeah, okay, no problem at all. So was you within childcare services when you were younger?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. So, Catherine, the average compensation amount at this moment in time is around about £45,000. Now, for anybody that was in care before 2004, if they've witnessed or sustained any sort of abuse while they was in care, that will basically qualify them for a compensation payment. Does that make sense?
Yeah. See, I didn't suffer any abuse when I was in care.
Did you witness any other children like being heavily restrained, or
was
you heavily restrained?
Yeah, one time it
was
my brother.
Way?
It was
your brother.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so was he in care with you, and you witnessed that?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Uh huh.
Okay, so that's fine. You still qualify for a compensation payment. All I have to do is just go through a case report. It takes 5-10 minutes maximum, and then what's going to happen? The legal team will ring you back in around about 7 to 14 days and explain to you how much they will go in for in regards to compensation and how long it's going to take. Is that okay, Catherine?
Yeah, that's fine.
Brilliant stuff. So, Catherine, once again, my name is James Thompson. Any questions throughout the whole process or even after we've finished, you can save this number and contact me back at any time between the hours of 9 and 6 p.m. Monday to Friday because I'm your case handler, okay? Now, I've got an email address as catherine_1978@hotmail.co.uk. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Brilliant stuff. So I'm just going to create a file for you now, Catherine. It won't be a moment. There will be a few questions I will need to ask you along the way. If none of them don't apply to you, you can just say skip and we can move on, Catherine. All right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Catherine, I've got your surname as Cadwell, C-A-D-W-E-L-L.
Yes.
Brilliant. Is it Miss or Mrs?
Miss. See, I do also go under Cooper, but that was my married name. It's just I've never got it changed, but Cadwell is my actual name.
Right, so when you was in the childcare services, was it Catherine Cadwell?
It was Cadwell, yeah.
Yep, okay, that's fine. No problem at all. But now your name's changed because did you say...
I was married, but I'm divorced now.
Okay, so you've gone back to Cadwell, is that right?
Yeah, I'm between the two, so some things I haven't changed my name with.
Okay, don't worry about that, that's perfectly fine. Okay. In regards to, can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
It's 26-3-7-8-8.
So
26-3-1988? No,
78. Oh, 78, I do apologise. Taking 10 years off you then.
Yeah.
Give me just one moment. If you do go quiet throughout the call, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just updating your records, okay?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, Catherine, with the compensation, now, like I said to you, the average is around about £45,000. It's not there, unfortunately. It's not going to heal any scars from the past, but it is there to try and provide you with a brighter future, okay?
Yeah.
No problem. We are one of 7 solicitors that have been allocated to deal with these cases. All of our information you are going to receive at the end of the call, okay?
Yes.
Brilliant. Can you just confirm your home postcode, please, Catherine?
It's KA15-2BY.
Yep. And we've got down Barrington Avenue.
Yeah, it's number 30.
Yep, that's fine. No problem at all. Bear with me a moment, Catherine, thank you. Okay, so I need to ask you a few questions now regarding the claim itself, okay. Do you have a terminal illness by any chance?
No.
No, that's fine. We need to place onto your report as well a beneficiary or a next of kin. So what this means, Catherine, if anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving your payment for compensation and we couldn't give the payment to yourself, who would you like the payment to go to?
It'd be my oldest daughter.
Your oldest daughter, and what's her name?
Alyssa Cooper.
Melissa Cooper.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. Bear me a moment. Okay, Melissa will never be contacted. She will only be ever contacted if anything was to happen to yourself. Okay.
Okay, yes.
Do you have a contact number at all for Melissa?
Two things. I'll need to get more contacts.
Yeah, take your time. No problem at all.
It's 07523 397 867 861.
Once again, there, Catherine, she will only be able to be contacted if anything was to happen to you in the process, okay?
Okay.
So what I'm now going to do, I'm now going to go on to the care setting side of things, okay? So when you was in the childcare services, do you remember how old you were when you first went into care?
I was 13.
13. Okay, bear with me one moment. So that would have been 1991, is that correct?
91, yeah.
Yeah, that's correct, bear with me a moment. So do you remember the, was it foster carers or was it an actual children's home?
It was our children's home.
Children's home, okay. Do you remember the name of it?
Yeah, it was Harwood Place.
Sorry, I do apologise, Catherine. Can you say that again, please?
Harley Place, H-A-R-L-E-Y Place.
And that was in Scotland, yep.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bring up the record to Harley Place to see if you can confirm that that's correct. Okay, bear with me a moment. It was in, was it Saltscotts in Ayrshire, is that correct?
Saltcotts, yeah.
Saltcotts, I do apologise. Yeah, I'm just bringing up the records, bear with me a moment. Okay, there we go. I'm going to pop that onto your case file. Okay, how long were you there for? Do you remember at all?
Until I was 16, so 3 years.
So you were 16, so 3 years, okay. And you was in there with your brother, is that correct?
I was in there with three of my brothers.
Three of your brothers, okay. In regards to your brothers, so with them being within the care facilities, are they aware that they can make a compensation claim for any sort of abuse witnessed or sustained?
Yeah, one of them does. The one that was actually abused, he knows about it. I don't know if he's actually going to do anything. I think he has.
Right, okay, that's fine. If for any reason, Catherine, that he hasn't, or you wish to speak to him, you can give him our number and we can put the claim forward for him. Okay.
Right. Uh-huh.
Just make him aware of that. We don't like to chase people. If they wish to come forward to let us know of obviously any abuse to make a compensation claim, then we'll deal with that. We don't really like to chase people on the matter. Okay. Now, while you're at Harley Place, I need to ask you a few questions. Now, did you ever suffer any mental, any physical, or any sexual abuse?
No.
Okay. You witnessed some abuse, is that correct?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Was that towards your brother and other children, or was it just to your brother?
It was just my brother.
Okay, bear with me a moment.
It only happened once, but it still happened.
Of course, yeah, it shouldn't have happened. So the reason why people are eligible to claim now for the compensation because the correct protocols were never put in place. So unfortunately, staff members were never trained to a specific protocol where they should have dealt with things a lot better. If that makes sense towards yourself there, Catherine. Okay. So you've witnessed abuse towards your brother while he was in care. Was it physical abuse?
Yes.
Was he hurt? Was he hit in any way? He was, yeah?
Okay. Yeah, he was,
Just physical abuse. Okay. And this was from the staff members?
Yes, it was one of them.
Do you recall the name of the staff member at all?
Yeah, his name was Neil.
You do?
Neil
McMillan. Give me just one moment. Mr. Neil McMillan, and he was staff. So what they'll do, the legal team will check with on records that he was at Harley Place, okay?
Yeah, the police was involved, so they were.
Oh, was the police involved? So there's definitely records, then. Okay. Yeah. Definitely records, okay. Okay, in regards to the abuse, can you just talk me through? Was it restrained? Was he attacked physically? Was he hurt?
It grabbed him to the dinner table, flung him over a chair, took him into the extension and held him down and punched him.
Wow. Okay, let me put that. Bear me a moment. And you say he was dragged away into another place, yeah?
Yeah, it was a bit next to where we sat to have dinner, because that's what we were doing at the time, and it was an extension that had been built on, but there was a window on it, so you could see through the window what had actually happened, because one of the other kids had seen it as well.
Okay.
And that was all because he had laughed at the dinner table.
Just placing that down there, okay. Mm-hmm. And you said he was attacked badly from the staff member, punched and physically attacked, yes?
Yeah, he punched him in the face.
Okay. Did he leave any damage? Did he leave any marks on his face? Was he bleeding?
Yeah, his face was bruised.
Okay. Heavily bruised. And this was all, and the police were involved, is that correct?
The police was involved. Yeah, because I went and phoned my mum, and my mum came through, and she told them that she wanted the police contacted. So they phoned the police, and it got suspended for a couple of weeks, and then it was brought back in.
Wow. Okay. Now, I just need to ask you this question. Okay. Now, this can be a massive help on your case side of things, okay? Within your adulthood, do you suffer with anything in regards to PTSD from that day? Do you suffer from any mental health? Do you suffer with trust issues or anything, Catherine?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. Let me place that down.
It's like trusting folk with your own kids, like people you don't really know as well.
Of course. Okay. I'm going to put that down there in your report that you suffer from PTSD from that day. And would you trust issues and anxiety, would you say?
Yeah, it's more trust issues with other people. I just the thought of leaving these kids with folk you don't know, you're constantly thinking they're all right.
Of course. I'm with you. Okay, that's quite a lot there. So what I'm going to do, that will be passed on to the legal team. They'll elaborate on that to make a statement for you. And when they come back to you and have a chat with you, they'll read the statement to yourself. If you're happy with the statement, then you can say that's fine. If you'd like to add anything to it, you can do okay. We appreciate that the past can be a little bit distressing, so we try and stay away from it as much as we can, but we do have to put a little something down for the solicitors to work with, okay? Now, Catherine, what I'm going to do for you now, I'm just going to get an email sent out to you while we're on the phone. It's an authorisation email to state that you're happy with one of the solicitors to contact you, okay? Do you have access to your emails?
Yes, I do.
You do? Brilliant stuff. Bear with me just one moment then. And then what we'll do, we'll need one form of proof of ID and one form of proof of address, and that's it. Everything's completed for your case then. I can get it sent through to the legal team, okay?
Okay.
Once we've done this, our administration team will send you a message via the application WhatsApp. Do you use WhatsApp?
Yes, I do.
On your mobile, that's fine. No problem at all.
See how it's with my name? The only thing is, remember I say, is like with my name, it's Cooper, like my driving licence is in Cooper, and that's the only idea I've got. But I do have my birth certificate, which is in Cardwell.
Okay. So with your driving licence, that'll be perfectly fine because we can use that as a photo ID and what we can use as a proof of address. Do you have any letters at all within the last 3 months?
Yes, I do have plenty.
Oh, that's fine then. So all we'd need was that then. So what I'll do, I'll pop a note on your case file now. Due to marriage, it was Cooper. I won't be a moment, okay?
Okay.
Give me a second there, Catherine. Okay, there we go. So it was due to marriage, wasn't it? Was it Cooper? C-O-O-P-E-R.
Yeah, that's right.
Due to marriage. And you say you're going through a divorce. Have you been divorced?
I've already been through it.
Okay.
I just happened to get into changing my name. We have written.
That's fine. So I'll place that onto your report. It's Cooper due to marriage. Now divorced. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let me just save that on there. Give me a moment. Okay, so I've saved that to your case file now, Catherine. So you should have received an email or a text message from ourselves. It's a click sign document. Can you just confirm if you've received that? Take your time. If you need any help, just let me know.
I think I have. Yeah, MMA Legal.
That's the one? So if you click on that, it should just bring up a page. It should say document review, and you just need to scroll down to where it says binding acceptance, and then next to that there should be a little sign box. Now, it just requires you to pop a squiggle in with your finger. That's confirming that you're happy to give authorization for the legal team to speak to you. And then there is a button underneath there that says execute all documents. Can you see that?
No, I've not been in it yet.
Oh, have you not? No problem.
I was trying to find it. Document review, click to view.
There you go. Keep scrolling down. And then you should see a part where it says binding acceptance and you can sign it.
Yeah,
so if you pop a little squiggle in where it says sign, it's never going to match your signature, so do not worry about it. And then once you've done that, you press the blue button underneath it that says execute all documents.
That's above it. Oops, I went and cleared the pad, I think.
That's all right, take your time.
All right. Yeah, that's done.
Hi, yeah.
Yeah, I'll just check that RN for you, Catherine. It won't be a moment. Okay.
Yeah.
Have you got a little one drowned, Catherine?
Yeah, that's my youngest one. He's 4.
Oh, bless.
The rest of them are still in their beds.
Okay, Catherine. So, administrations has sent you a message. I can see on the report now via WhatsApp. You've just received that, have you? So what you need to do now is you just need to take a picture of your driving license and any letter that's dated within the last 3 months and then send it back to that WhatsApp. Now everything then is completed. Are you okay to do that for me now? Is that okay?
Yeah,
take your time.
Yeah, ma'am. Just put it up on the WhatsApp. All right, so what about it here?
So what's So when you're on the WhatsApp message, if you go to the bottom where you're ready to type a message, and can you see the little camera logo?
Yeah, just take a photo using that.
Yeah, just click on the camera and it'll open up your actual camera on your phone. Now, with your driving license, it has to be your full driving license just on its own, and then it's a picture of any letter that you've got with your name and address on it. It's got to be dated within the last 3 months. So anything ideally from February onwards.
No.
And it has to be the full letter as well, so all four corners within the letter. So I can see your driving license, that's fine. I'm going to save that to your case file now.
Right, so my council tax letter will be fine then.
Sorry, say that again, Catherine.
Council tax letter, will that be okay?
Has it got a date on it from when it was sent?
Yeah, it's got to March.
Oh yeah, that's perfectly fine. Once it's got the date on there, that's perfectly fine, yeah. It has to be all four corners within the photograph. There we go. Let's have a quick look. Date of issue, 12 March. Perfect. That's perfectly fine. Great. So I'm going to save that to your case file now for you, Catherine. Okay. I'll get them saved to your case file now. Brilliant stuff. Okay. So Catherine, that's everything from me. What I'm now going to do, I'm going to get your case file now sent over to the legal team. You will receive a call within around about 7 to 14 days' time from the legal team. They'll go through everything with you to let you know how much compensation they are going in for and how long it's going to take in regards for them to recuperate that, okay? Now, like I did say to you, the average compensation is around about £45,000, okay? Just because you wasn't specifically abused, you witnessed abuse in care, so that does class as a form of abuse to yourself as well, okay? Now, just before I go, I just need to make you aware that there are three ways that you can proceed with a Redress Scotland application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice. Or you can instruct us under a private agreement. We do not participate in the government legal fee scheme, so if you choose us, it's under a private agreement. Basically, what that means, Catherine, is that the legal team will be going in for the maximum amount possible for you. Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Do you have any questions at all, Catherine?
No, that's fine.
Brilliant. If you need anything, like literally, if you've got any questions or is anything you're unsure of, please do not hesitate to give me a call, Catherine. Okay. So just wait for a call from the legal team now, Catherine. Thank you very much.
Right. Okay. Right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.